the government turned up, blames the council, tells them to free up land, threatens them with a damp bus ticket, and then runs away back to Wellington to spray and walk away. So I don't see this as any game changer whatsoever.
You learned that one in Stockholm, did you?
Very Swedish. Yeah. If you're serious about freeing up land, and I think that's true, land needs to be freed up. It's not the biggest problem that the housing crisis has, but it's certainly one of them. Tax it. If you tax the land, I can guarantee you by next year, and you tax the profit you make from buying and selling houses, you'll solve the housing crisis. You'll have to invite Syrian refugees to come here to fill all the empty houses.
Sorry, again, you tax the what, the land?
Tax the land and tax the profit that people... Honestly, you'd be crazy not to buy and sell houses in Auckland right now.
And you tax it every year, do you? You tax it every year, do you, that
land? Well, are you saying you shouldn't tax... That people who buy and sell houses shouldn't pay tax?
No, you know what I'm going to say, Josie? I don't know what you've been doing. You know what I'm going to say about this.
Stockholm syndrome.
Well, for God's sake.
You need a trip to Stockholm, Mary.
I've been there not long ago, actually. I like the place.
You went to a museum.
I wouldn't want to live there.
You could have been
solving the house. Because they're all socialists.
I think that the one thing out of this has been finally a move on these ridiculous metropolitan urban limits, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The other thing I do think about, you know, we're all talking about a housing crisis. Let's be very clear about this. The housing crisis is just one of the issues for Auckland where we have lagged behind in terms of planning for the city. Probably that planning that we and infrastructure investment we should have started 50 years ago, and we're now paying.
The mayor for opening up the city rail link and having a nice band playing.
I'm not a fan of the city rail link either, but I was more taken by the sort of the glittering event that was held for that. But I do think that the housing is just one thing wrapped up in that. And the other thing that we need to see in Auckland is really sensible development, which is in line with transport infrastructure. So we need much more development along things like our rail corridors and along our transport corridors, and that kind of thinking for Auckland didn't happen. Good grief, we built a harbour bridge that was, you know, even by the time it was built, it was already under capacity. So we've never been good at investing for the future, and that's what we're paying for now.
And we'll come back and talk about that in just a moment. Newstalk ZB, it's 13 to 6.
Clear the lounge, clear the dining room and clear the bedroom. Then clear some time this weekend for the Danske Møbler floor stock furniture clearance. You'll need a clear head to choose from all the amazing bargains. Lounge suites, dining suites, bedroom furniture, occasional items and more. Clearly, the Danske Møbler floor stock furniture clearance is not to be missed. Only at Danske Møbler Furniture. Link Drive, Wairau Park, Mount Eden Road at Botany Town Centre. Hurry, ends Monday.
Now, I'm guessing you have heard of Airbnb. It's a clever idea. Airbnb connects Globetrotters with accommodation at their destination, not just any accommodation. We're talking hotels and we're not talking hotels and backpackers. We're talking spare rooms in people's homes or even the entire place. It's a great idea. The people travelling get a nice place to stay without the crazy hotel costs. And they also get a guide to their destination, a local someone in the know. But this still applies if you're not planning to travel anytime soon, because you could make some income off your spare rooms. Become an Airbnb host and you can earn money simply by sharing your extra space with travellers. You get the joy of meeting new people from all over the world and you get to see our country through, I guess, tourists' eyes. If you want to earn money by sharing your home with Airbnb, it's simple. You go to airbnb.co.nz/host. That is airbnb.co.nz/host.
Newstalk ZB community notices with Danske Møbler Furniture. Hurry in for amazing floor stock clearance prices. Huge savings.
Fundraising for the Scout Jamboree is underway with an inspiring presentation from polar explorer Kevin Bigger on Saturday, June 11th at Bucklands Beach Memorial Hall. Tickets are $25 per person, with all proceeds going to the Captain Music Scouts. There'll be limited door sales on the night, or you can pre-book by emailing harveyk1969@gmail.com.
Caring for our community, Newstalk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture. Larry Williams.
We have Trish.
Rumour. Scrutiny. Suggestion.
The Huddle.
Trish Sherson and Josie Bagani on the Huddle this evening. All right, Josie, let's start, pick up where Trish left off on the housing. I think the key issue is infrastructure. You talk about the train set and all that. So I actually think it's a good thing. But anyway, you've got to be able to fund it, and we've got to look at new ways of funding, I think, Josie.
That's right. And Shamabil was talking earlier about infrastructure bonds, municipal bonds, they're called in the US. The US, I think, has the most of these. They do them at state level and county level. So I think something like that is necessary. And I heard the minister say, well, no, the developers can pay. They're getting the bit. But the problem with that is that it gets passed on to the house buyer, and we're trying to bring the cost of houses down. So I think, you know, in America, they use municipal bonds to build roads or bridges or airports or, you know, sewage treatment facilities, whatever. And I think there's definitely scope to do that.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing, Trish, because you talked about the Harbour Bridge and those sorts of things. So the minister tells me the council's actually had that available for them in the law now, the Local Government Act, the infrastructure bonds, and that's the way PPPs. We want to build infrastructure. We've got to pay for them. We've got to fund it.
Yeah, I totally agree, Larry. And the fact is, for Aucklanders, the rate rises are totally out of hand. And I think ratepayers have been the soft touch, the easy option for getting money out of, but with the investment that Auckland needs over time, that is just absolutely not sustainable.
You know, here's a really interesting fact I came across, that consents for apartment buildings in Auckland have almost dried up. So you have to think, why is that? And I wonder if it's that some of the developers are maybe waiting for the unitary plan. They want it to see if it's more.
Remember that this actually targets other cities. Queenstown, there's a story this morning. Out of control prices. Christchurch, Hamilton, Tauranga.
London. I mean, everywhere.
It's spread.
And let's also think about this, because, I mean, we're all wallowing in despair around Auckland and the housing crisis of Queenstown, wherever it is. The fact is that on a global scale now, New Zealand is a place where people want to come and live because of our lifestyle, because of our environment, because of the business opportunities. So, you know, we don't need to be seized with panic or fear around this. We actually have to go, hey, look, how do we want to grow New Zealand over time? And let's find the smartest way to do
but
that.
We do have to acknowledge that this housing bubble's not good for our economy. It's not good for people, first home buyers, but it's not good for the economy because it's driving money into one area, which is housing, away from productive areas, which is our productive sector, right?
It's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting because we're all talking about trying to trash house prices.
Exactly.
And yet a lot of people actually made a lot of money out of house prices. They don't want to be trashed.
Well, and another way of looking at it, Larry, is that it's not, if the average wage can't buy the average house, then you've got a wage problem too. So, you know, there is another whole way to look at this.
The government,
wages aren't high enough.
The government today, Trish, is looking at or talking to the Reserve Bank about debt to income ratios. I'm not sure this is going to help first.
No, I think that's interesting, Larry. I mean, one of the first questions you always ask yourself in business is, what problem are we actually trying to solve here? And then you get to the solution, right? If you look at this, with these kind of debt-to-income ratio limits, the median income's around 90 grand. So for most people, they'd be able to borrow about $400,000. Well, good grief in Auckland, you know, what actually is that going to buy you? And how is that going to... It's first home buyers who we all talk about in terms of not being able to get into the market. I'm not sure how this is going to help them. In fact, I think it would be, it would make their hurdle much tougher to get over.
It's not going to help them at all. It's actually going to stop them. And yet they're not the cause of the housing bubble. So you drive out the first home buyers even further, and meanwhile you're not targeting the real problem, which is speculation.
Thank you, Josie. Good to talk to you. Josie Pagani, and welcome back from Stockholm. And Trish Sherson, thank you, Trish. News Talk ZB, it is now 7:26.
News Talk ZB.